take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. Senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum, and contributor to The Federalist, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team.
Well, he did say that, and I think everybody at the time just thought there's no way he could possibly be telling the truth. Anyway, that's more of Rudolph Giuliani from earlier today. I've covered that already on today's show. We may come back to it in my final thought. But I want to turn a little bit to the other big thing that's going on, and that is the kind of re-clampdown now that we're heading into the holidays. And Kelsey Bowler is back with us. And I remember one of the most significant things that Kelsey and I covered in the last year was about a year ago. We started talking about this thing going on over in Wuhan. And I was like, come on, Kelsey, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And she was like, I'm a bit more pessimistic than you, Kev. And Kelsey, you were right. You were right all the way through. It has upended life in ways that we never saw coming. But I think it was that mother's intuition. You just had a little more like on the ball there than I did on this one.
Kevin, I'd call it more of a mother's paranoia. You always want to fear and
I was trying to use the positive word. Is, you know, I was trying to go for the upside there.
I appreciate that effort. Yeah, it's about as bad as I expected it to be, although I will say I expected us to be able to get it under control faster, because we know with other serious outbreaks in the past, we have been able to isolate them to their source of origin. Of course, the reason we couldn't do that in the case of coronavirus is because China completely lied about this virus. They hid it from the WHO. They hid it from the United States. They shut down their own travel, but they enabled the virus to be imported to the United States. And really, China deserves so much blame, because this would have been bad no matter what, but it did not have to be this bad.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. And as we are now experiencing here in New York City, the governor and the mayor coming together, kind of odd. They never agree on anything, but they have now shut down the New York City public schools. And they just told everyone, hey, till further notice, this is the way life is. And I know that you covered some of this in the Bright email today, but the there is such good news just around the corner. I mean, we've got a whole line of therapeutics that are now working on different levels, everything from hydroxychloroquine to remdesivir to the blood plasma to the you name it. And now we've got not one but two vaccines that are coming in at very good percentages of effectiveness. And there's three more that I think are in stage three trials. Kelsey, how much longer do the citizens of this country let these politicians just shut their lives down?
Well, Kevin, when it comes to closing down schools, which I know just happened in New York City and a number of other areas across the United States, unfortunately, you know, these teachers unions and politicians are continuing to steamroll our lives despite the serious risk that we now know, thanks to research and studies, that these shutdowns are having, particularly on children. You know, there's no excuse for being able to have bars, restaurants, and other places open and not schools for our children to learn. That should be really our nation's number one priority. And it's amazing to me that these politicians are allowing the teachers' unions to steamroll them, despite the evidence that we now have that COVID infections are not spreading in schools at any rate, statistical rates that are alarming to experts. And so the left constantly lectures us about listening to the experts. Well, experts pretty much across the board agree that it is not only okay to have schools open, but they should be open, because the risk to children long term and short term are just too high. So I think that's a very unfortunate development. That said, I do think we're so close to a vaccine. The fact that we might have within 4 weeks some of the most vulnerable Americans, including healthcare workers and the elderly, protected through a vaccine should give us so much hope, of course, for the rest of us young and healthy folks. It will be a longer wait, but how much relief will it be next time you need to go to the doctor or even just the grocery store, knowing that, heaven forbid, if you did catch it without knowing, you wouldn't be spreading it to the most vulnerable?
No, I think that that is positive on every level. And friend, she goes into more detail in today's Bright email. And if you haven't gotten it, you should be getting it. Getbrightemail.com is where you can subscribe to that. Kelsey contributes to the Daily Signal and to the Heritage Foundation and to the Federalist and a lot of other things. But she edits that email on Thursday, and it is always packed with great information. And, of course, she's doing a great job with the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a different perspective on the virus with Dr. Douglas Howard. Stay with us.